Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's AV just called me a dog live on air.
I mean, it was an accident, I'm not going to lie.
I don't look that bad, do I, this morning?
We're going to play you the clip of what I've just said on the radio show. It's a little bit hashtag awkward. Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today, what is happening, Louis? It's so exciting.
Louis, have you just called me your dog's name?
Did I say Louis?
Yeah, you just said, what's happening, Louis? Oh, wow. I don't look that bad this morning, do I?
Oh, that is awkward, yeah. I mean, I didn't even realise I did it, though, Lucy.
All right, I'm going to call you a dog next time.
In all fairness, Louis's not a bad-looking dog.
All right, woof woof.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we frolic about fashion. We're discussing how we used to look, why we look the way we look now. We're discussing some fashion faux pas that we've made, and Lucy's talking about her time on the catwalk.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello, 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 and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. This is episode 73, the one where we frolic about fashion. And if you've never heard our voices before and you just stumbled across it, you've got 72 other episodes to choose from. Just go on iTunes, go on Audio Boom, go on Spotify, go on TuneIn. Wherever you get podcasts from, you'll find us on there. Just search Luke and Lucy FM.
Yep, talking about loads of random bits of stuff.
Where are you going with that, Lucy?
I'm just saying all different podcasts.
Oh, wow. Okay, brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a great plug. Talking about loads of random bits of stuff. You could have said stuff like, we've talked about Easter in the past.
Alcohol.
We've talked about alcohol. We've talked about chocolate, Christmas, sleeping, Christmas. You name it, we've talked
holidays about it.
Exactly. There you go, Lucy. See, that's how you do a sell.
All right.
Talked about loads of random bits of stuff. You can tell that you've never done sales, have you?
I used to work at Selfridges, actually.
Is that your true fact? In that note, what's true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Isn't my true fact, no, but that is another fact about me.
God, so, a double whammy of facts.
While we're on our fashion podcast. Another fact, although, so while it's almost Easter at the time of recording, I noticed the other day that I've still got an Easter egg from last year. It went off in August. Do you reckon I can still eat it?
You will as well. You've put worse in your mouth. Why not?
It's fine. Like, it doesn't look like
Lucy,
it's gone off.
It might look fine on the outside, but on the inside, it could be pretty disgusting
could
rank.
Taste delicious, though.
I'm going to let you keep me updated on that.
Okay.
Hey, this might be the last time you're here, Lucy. She could have died from eating an Easter egg that's a year old.
From food poisoning.
Yeah, possibly. And
watch this space.
Brace yourself for my true fact. I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is I've joined the gym.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Seriously.
How's that going for you?
Oh, wow. See, better you worked on that. Look at that.
There's nothing there.
Showing Lucy my bicep.
Literally, his arm, or bicep as he wants to call it, is as wide as my ankle.
Brilliant. Well, you've
I'd
got fat
say.
Ankles then. Lucy Hilton.
Hey, I've got
now,
fat ankles.
You are the reason why we're doing this episode on fashion, right? Why?
Well, it's not really why we're doing the episode on fashion.
Kind of inspired the episode idea.
Did it? So I was in the gym. I've been going to the gym for about a year now as
Can't
well.
Tell.
So a little bit, excuse me. I think I've got a little bit more toned. Anyway, So I'm on these weight machines yesterday and I wanted to be out by 8 o'clock. I wanted to be out, have my dinner, have an early night. And this guy just starts speaking to me. And you know, when you're like, oh, I'm not that bothered.
Oh, but, yeah, guys speak to me all the time in the gym. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, clearly, Luke, now you've joined. You'll get used to it.
They see me in my lycra and they think I want a piece of him.
So he's just telling me about where he works, like how he used to almost be in the Olympics. Like, he was a really nice guy.
He used to almost be in the Olympics. Almost. That's ridiculous. Oh, in that case, then I used to almost be in the Olympics.
Yeah, me too, I think. So
Paralympics.
Yeah. So he's like, he's the manager of this fashion clothes store, and it's next to Calvin Klein. And so he was like, if you ever want a discount, just let me know. 50% off Calvin Klein. So I kind of...
You want to take him up on it?
I want to take him up on it, yeah.
It's a bit awkward though, isn't it?
I know. Can you get me some knickers?
Can I take 50%? Can I take you up on your 50% off? I need these knickers, and also my boyfriend wants some boxer shorts. Bit awkward.
Slightly awkward.
Slightly awkward. Although 50%
off
is 50%
off.
So, I mean, actually, I think that this is why I'm saying it inspires this episode, right? Because who in the right mind, and I firmly believe this, who needs branded underwear?
I do.
Okay, right, okay.
Honestly, I had this conversation, actually, with someone the other day, and he was like, and I was like, oh, I have to wear some nice knickers, I'm going out, or whatever. And he was like, why are you bothered? You're just going out. And I was like, no one's going to see them. And I'm like, yes, true, but it makes me feel better.
Right,
about
okay.
Myself.
So if you put on some, as you say, nice knickers. No, I'm not going to push you for details. Oh, actually, sack it, I will.
No,
what do you class as nice knickers?
No, don't push me for details.
What do you class as nice knickers?
I don't know, like cute and lacy. Let's not go into
that. Cute and lacy. If you're listening, lads, and want to buy Lucy some knickers, cute and lacy. Okay, so you say you want to put on some nice knickers, but like that guy said to you, I assume it was a guy, like that guy said to you, no one, in theory, is going to see these cute and nice lacy knickers. So what's the point?
Well, and it makes me feel nice.
What's the going rate for cute and lacy knickers?
I'd rather wear them than some old granny pants.
Oh, my God.
That, like, do you know what I mean? You just don't feel hot in granny pants.
In this weather, Lucy, you've just got to feel warm, not hot. We've had snowstorms left, right and centre in the UK recently.
So get your granny pants
Get your granny pants out. The thing is, though, Lucy, right? So I've never, even at the age of 30 now, I've not evolved to the thought of buying... fashionable underwear.
Well, this doesn't surprise me.
Like, right now, I'm not going to show you my underwear.
Please
but let
don't.
Me just check what I'm wearing.
No, please
okay,
don't.
Okay, right, I'm wearing River Island. This is not a plug for River Island, but I'm wearing River Island boxer shorts right now, right? What's
nice.
Wrong with River Island?
Nothing's wrong with River Island.
I could have gone to Primark and bought
these. River Island makes you feel nice. Go and get some more boxes from River Island.
Right, but would I rather not spend... Actually, I got these for Christmas as a Christmas present off my mum, so that's why I'm wearing these. I've not actually...
I love that your mum still buys you boxer shorts.
The only thing I asked for off them between birthday and Christmas
shorts.
Is boxer... I've never bought a pair of boxer shorts in probably 15 years now.
At least she doesn't buy you rude boxer shorts.
Well, that'd be a bit awkward. The thing is, and actually, I have previously worn boxer shorts for a photo shoot. At Post Big Brother, I had a photo shoot with the Daily Star, and I wore some boxer shorts that said weapons of mass seduction.
Oh, wow. And you
Do you Google that? It's probably on there somewhere.
In your boxer shorts, and this went
front
in the newspaper.
Front of the Daily Star, yeah. Front of the Daily Star. Slow news week.
Yeah, I can imagine. I don't think many people bought that copy.
Have you always had fashionable underwear?
No, clearly. Probably when I was about 5. I'm sure my mum didn't dress me in Calvin Klein.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. So at what point did you decide that, OK, I need to start buying Calvin Klein's?
When I saw David Beckham wearing them.
So you saw a man wearing men's underwear and you think I need fashionable
Honestly,
female underwear?
I don't know. It's just when you grow up, innit, you want to make yourself look... Like, I looked horrendous 10 years ago.
I can believe you. I've seen photos previously.
You want to make yourself look nicer,
Lucy's looking a lot better. She's matured and developed. I can guarantee you that. She looked horrendous about a decade ago.
Thanks. I had horrendous taste in fashion as well.
So, well, that's the thing, though. I mean, at what age have we got to the point now where, I mean, I can't remember when my mum stopped dressing me. Maybe, what am I now, 30, probably 50?
Well, she's 50. Not. Clearly, she still buys your underwear.
Yeah, but she's not like dressing my clothes now. Probably about 15 years ago was at the age where I've reached puberty and I kind of thought maybe I should stop
maybe
letting
stop
my mum
buying me clothes.
Kind of buy my clothes and pick out what clothes I'm gonna wear. Probably.
To be fair, like, Bab still buys me clothes.
Hi,
she's
Lucy's
got a
mum.
Good eye. Like, she's like in the sales as well. Well, she has got a fantastic eye for fashion.
What? And she still picks up clothes. She still picks up clothes for
you. Yeah. like she used to be terrible. Sorry, Mum. But no, she's got better. Yeah, she's got better with age also.
That's the thing. I mean, I think most, and I imagine you, Lucy, like most teenagers, I didn't mind a tracksuit.
Oh, I used to wear all of the tracksuits in the Rockports. I was the biggest chav.
Rockports, oh yeah. My word. They were so chavvy.
I was so upset when my mum said she wouldn't buy me any.
Well, they were expensive, Rockports,
were they
not?
They were really expensive.
Really expensive.
They still are. They're still there, aren't they? Can you still buy them?
Do you not think these days you see less people wearing tracksuits?
Yeah, even teenagers, they don't really wear them, don't they? Not?
Is that because, one, they've either got more... When I went shopping for gym gear, right, and I can tell you that I had to... This was like a fashion statement.
I cannot imagine you wearing gym gear.
Well, that's the thing, right? So I walk into a well-known sports clothing outlet that wasn't JD Sports Direct. They aren't promoting us to say that. And I walked in, though, right, and I thought, I've absolutely no clue what to buy. And my girlfriend Phoebe picked up a few things. She's like, oh, why don't you use that? And I thought, oh, I'm not wearing that at the gym. I won't be seen dead. What the horrendous tracksuits, some of them. Then I decided, I'm going to have to spend about 60 quid to look some sort of decent. And then I kind of thought to myself, when did I start to care what I look like in the gym? Did I join the gym? I mean,
I feel like... to be fair, I don't really care what I look like in the gym.
I bet you have fashionable gym gear. You don't have cheap stuff from, like, let's say, a cheaper clothing store.
Yeah, but how probably some people... Like, I saw a girl in the gym. Actually, I went in at 6 a.m. before work the other week.
Oh, you're a machine.
And obviously, if you go to, like, the gym after work, you've still got your makeup on from the day. Fair enough. But, like, there was this girl, full face of makeup, 6 a.m. in the gym, mascara, the works. Like, how can you be bothered at that time? Who is going to see you? Like, because surely you're going to go home and have a shower and wash it off.
Oh, you'd like to think, unless it's one of those permanent makeups and they stay on.
But anyway, I literally have, like, two gym outfits and, like, just wash them and rotate them.
Yeah, so I only bought two T-shirts and, like, you know, they were a brand, but not, like, a major brand. Tracksuits are expensive.
Nikes.
No, Nike. Do you know how much a Nike tracksuit is? About £120. That's
insane. They look good, though.
Yeah, I suppose so. I'll have to get more into the gym before I get my Nike tracksuit.
But there's all, like, would you buy into, like, the celebrities' fashion ranges, like Beyoncé's and Ivy Park?
Right, no, this is ridiculous, right? I have never and will never buy an item of clothing that is endorsed by a celebrity, because I don't for a moment believe that celebrity gives a monkey's about that item of clothing. They've slapped the name on it in some giant endorsement deal. They're getting a check. Do they care that Margaret from St. Helens is walking round in a dress that they've slapped the name on? They
you
don't give
know.
A monkey's.
They might feel good.
It's still a payday for them. They don't care less. Like, okay, let's take Michelle Keegan, for example.
Nah.
Michelle Keegan, and to American listeners, Google who this is, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised. Michelle Keegan is a stunning British actress, and she has slapped a name on a website's clothing range, right? She's got her own range now. Have you bought anything from her range?
I have, actually.
Wow. Why?
Yeah. I think Babs got it before a wedding, but I have got something from her range, and it's actually very quite nice.
Is that because of her name, or you actually like the clothing?
I think it's because I like the clothes, and you see it on her, and she looks great. So
but you don't look
like,
anything like Michelle Keegan.
I want to look like Michelle Keegan.
Yeah, but the problem is nobody is going to look like Michelle Keegan.
No, she's too hot.
I'm not being funny, but if you're 22 stone, you ain't going to... Look at you choking on the thought of being 22 stone. If you're 22 stone, you ain't going to look anything like Michelle Keegan in that dress. In fact, I mean, I don't even know if Michelle Keegan does plus-size dresses.
You never know. You never know. I don't, it doesn't matter, though, who you are. You're not telling me whether you're fashionable or you're not fashionable or what, that you don't want to look nice when you go out the door.
Who decides on what's fashionable and what's not?
Well,
society?
Obviously, like, Dolce
Snapchat?
And Gabbana, Gucci.
I can't afford Dolce and Gabbana.
Stella McCartney.
Who?
They decide. Victoria Beckham.
Did she lose a leg?
Did she?
Honestly, oh, no, that's is that Linda McCartney?
Definitely not Stella McCartney.
Oh, which one was that?
I don't
can't
think
remember.
Any of them lost legs.
One of them's got a leg, one leg missing.
That's Heather What's-Her-Face, who's Paul McCartney's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
nothing to do yeah, with them
none
anymore.
Of them, none of them. She ain't got a clothing
oh,
range.
My
That'll
word.
Be a bit awkward, won't it? Although, yeah, there's a market for that.
As if you've just brought that
I just think, though, Lucy Ryan, when you go out the door, do you not want to just feel confident in your own self of what you're wearing? Even if it's not the best labels, the best looking item.
Yeah, like, I don't always buy labels.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't always buy labels.
Yeah.
So every item of clothing you got is not fashionable, is it? What is it?
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's fashionable. High street stores aren't labels, are they?
But
you buy
from the high
from
street,
that.
Yeah. Do you think Well, I mean, looking at you, I can tell. Do you think your taste has evolved?
Well, I don't look great right now, but...
You're wearing like a knitted jumper now.
A lot better than like 10 years ago, I'd say. Even 5 years ago, to be fair.
Like when you used to go on nights out, did you think the dresses that you used to wear were the
horrific.
Bee's knees? And now,
yeah.
looking
but
back...
But I suppose at the time, they were cool at the time for a little kind of youngster.
20-year-old. Yeah, maybe.
18-year-old.
Yeah, yes, you wish. Have you made any fashion faux pas, Lucy? You know, have you kind of ever worn something and think, this is literally the worst outfit of my entire life, I should never have done this?
Definitely. I remember it was a few years ago, it was my brother's birthday, and my brother is a huge football fan. So my mum and dad have both, like, kind of paid for us all to go and have, like, a nice dinner in a box and go and watch the football,
fancy.
Blah, blah, blah. And then, because, like, obviously we're going for a nice dinner. It was at the time then, you know when like those floaty skirts, like longer floaty, like midi length floaty skirts were in fashion. So I was like, I wore one of those, wore some sandals, and then this top, no jacket, nothing. And I'm going watching a football game, and come on, it is not hot in England, either in summer.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever. So I ended up going into the turnstiles to go and watch this game with this outfit on. It was really windy and it blew right up my skirt. All of the football fans got a great little eye for them.
I bet you got loads of hooligans chanting at you then,
it
Lucy.
It was horrific. It was bright yellow as well. Like, what was I thinking?
How did the football hooligans get on with that?
Probably loved it, to
Absolutely
be fair.
Absolutely lapped up a bit of ass, I imagine, they saw that. I think I've had a few fashion faux pas. Post Big Brother, I feel like I made some dubious choices on what I've worn. I mean, basically, I bought a leather jacket.
Okay.
Do you think I'd look good in a leather jacket?
You personally know David Beckham, yeah.
Well, one, I'm not David Beckham, and two, I really regret it. But I went a step further than the leather jacket. But first of all, when I say leather, I think it was pleather. I then dyed my hair black.
What?
Well, yeah, I went for a goth phase.
When was this?
If you Google me, Lucy, you'll see the images of my black hair, yeah?
Really?
And then I had those beads, you know, like, you know, the cross on it and things around my neck, and I wore them around my... I don't know what I thought. I think I felt like an evangelical trying to find Jesus. Honestly, I didn't look great.
Do you not think, though? Like,
I really regret that jacket.
Well, like, some fashions really suit some people, and, like, some fashions just don't. Like,
yeah,
the
exactly.
leather jacket, for example, looks great on David Beckham, might look great on someone else, but then wouldn't look great on you or someone else.
I don't know anybody in my life who can pull off a leather jacket.
There are some guys that can.
Well, I don't know a single guy who I think can pull off. My dad maybe might be able to pull off a leather jacket.
My dad loves a good leather jacket.
Exactly. And I think, you know, men of that era and generation, maybe they're used to it. But for me, frankly, I look like a skinny boy wearing an oversized
Danny
leather
from
jacket.
Greece.
Yeah, well, not so much. More, more greasy rather than Danny from Greece. I look ridiculous. And that black hair took weeks to get rid of. I mean, obviously, I'm not the most
style icon
tanned person. So obviously, I kind of look like an anemic goth. That's kind of the look I was going for, which is not ideal, to be honest.
Quite funny, though.
I think I was having a mental breakdown looking back now. I think that's the only way I can kind of put it to that. I mean, do you have any... Oh, and I used to straighten my hair. I want to point that out.
Okay.
I used to straighten my hair.
It's like just a little bit wavy now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm used to full-on straighten my black hair.
I think a lot of guys used to straighten. Like, I
still think it's more socially acceptable for men to straighten their hair.
Yeah, like I remember when we were younger and obviously used to live in the same house with my siblings, my mum and dad, and my brother was like 4 or 5 years older than me, and he used to always spend more time in front of a mirror than I did, straightening his hair, blow-drying his hair. He only had short haircut. Like, I don't understand what he was doing.
Blow dry. Okay, I've never blow dried my hair. I'll give you that.
Blow dries his hair. Then he straightens it. Then he puts his wax on.
Yeah,
like...
I use putty. Styling putty I use now.
Yeah.
You know, I got my girlfriend a Dyson hair dryer for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good
Not
present.
Sponsored by Dyson. I'll point that out. Although if they would like sponsors, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And I can hear all this hype about this hair dryer and it's amazing and stuff. And I don't really ever dry my hair. My hair's quite short, so I can just dry it with a towel. Mm. I was at hers the other day, and I used this Dyson hair dryer. It was a miracle.
It's
genuinely
amazing.
They've invented something that is revolutionary. Honestly, that thing's a fashion icon.
Is it?
Not worth 300 quid.
To be fair, I don't think I could ever be fashionable.
Like, really?
Do people look at you, Lucy, and would they think, oh, she's a style icon. Oh, no. She's quite fashionable. She knows what she's talking about. Has anybody ever consulted you for fashion advice?
I did, actually. Not really, but, like, about 10 years ago,
A while, then.
I know. I was picked to be part of, like, this, like, up-and-coming model kind of thing. It was like the face of Manchester type of thing.
Oh, I think you've said this on the previous episode.
I have told this story before, but like, it's just not me at all. Like, I remember walking down the catwalk, I was wearing these really tall heels. I can't walk in heels. And like, we had to walk down with a guy. So I'm like, thank goodness, holding on to this guy down the catwalk, because then I trip over my bloody feet and the heels. I went flying in front of hundreds of people. And, like, thank God he caught me before I went off the edge of the catwalk thing. It was a nightmare.
Paris Fashion Week.
Safe to say, I did not win.
I think it's safe to say that
I could never be Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then Paris Fashion Week's not going to be calling you to do a catwalk show. You're not exactly going to be a Versace. She's next top model, are you?
Absolutely not.
I think that that's the thing, though. I mean, you know, you get these fashion critics on the shows. You know, you see people who class themselves as fashion critics, and then you almost think to yourself, kind of like,
really?
Well, yeah, because you see all these sort of shows, and you think, what is fashion these days?
It's just down to personal opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, I really feel as though it is. In particular, I have some friends. I'm not going to name them because I do genuinely want to keep the friendships.
But they're not fashionable, are
yeah,
they?
Oh, God, no. I mean, genuine slugs have got more fashion than some of the people that I know. And I just think to myself, that's them. They're just not bothered about, you know, about the way they have personal appearance and personal hygiene. You know, they're just not bothered about it. These days, as you're getting older, Lucy, and you're free falling to 40, do you think you're kind of more focused on comfort over fashion on a night out? For example, do you wear flats?
Yeah, no, I'll still wear heels. Like, I'll still want to look nice, but, like, if it's cold, like, I remember when I was younger, I used to go out, brave the cold in a barely there dress, whereas now I would make sure I put a coat on, I would not be stupid and catch hypothermia.
Not for the sake of fashion, Lucy.
No, but
not
you can
for the
still
sake of
look
it.
Cool by wearing clothes, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. And really expensive knickers that nobody will see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. on that note, Lucy, I think we're done with this fashion episode. Have you got any final thoughts for somebody who is listening to this? They've seen you, Lucy, and they're thinking, you know what, she is a fashion icon.
I'm not really, though. There's things that go in and out of fashion, aren't they? And can I just say,
let's be brutal.
Belly button piercings are never going to come back in fashion.
Don't you have your belly button pierced?
No.
Do you not?
No.
Oh.
I remember my sister got it done, though. It was awful. Oh, got infected and everything.
Oh. I think the piercings have passed the sell-by date. They've never been in sell-by date. Well, why don't we end this episode, Lucy, with a fashion tip for each other? You give me a tip and I'll give you a tip.
A tip for you?
Yes, tell me what I can do to improve my fashion.
Oh, maybe buy new clothes.
Oh, wow, brilliant. Okay, what's our clothes? If I'm going out now and taking your advice, what clothing item am I going to buy?
I don't know, just flick through magazines of David Beckham.
Magazines? What year was this? 1990? Nobody has magazines anymore.
Go on Google, type in David Beckham, click images, there you go.
Right, so basically you'd want every lad to model themselves off David Beckham, despite
that. Yeah, it would not be a bad thing.
Right, okay. Well, my advice to you then, Lucy, is go and see what Kendall Jenner's wearing and buy all of that. But you're okay. On the right track because she's a Calvin Klein model, so at least you've got the same knickers as Kendall Jenner, but not the same bank balance or looks.
Unfortunately.
That is it for this episode. If you have enjoyed it, then, and you enjoyed our ramblings about fashion, then you will enjoy all the other 72 episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to Audioboom, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, you name the platform, we're on it. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. Google us. You'll find all the links you need there. That is it, Lucy. We are back very soon with another episode. And I just want to say thanks for the fashion advice, Lucy.
You're welcome.
Don't really think East Fashion Police are going to phone us anytime soon to join the panel.
Probably not.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.